Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just wonder where we in. I didn't hear the phone. I still don't.
Yes, we're in. You want to go ahead and get started in Genesis for me, please?
Yes. Okay. I'm reading Genesis 38, starting at the 12th verse. And in process of time, the daughter of Shema, Judah's wife, died, and Judah was confronted and went up into his sheep herd to Timnah. He and his friend Kareh and Adullamite. And it was told Tamarah, saying, "Behold, thy father-in-law goes up to Timnah to share his sheep." And she put her widow garment all from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped it herself and set in an open place, which is by the way of Timnah. Oh, she saw that Shelah was grown and she was not given unto him of wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned into her by the way and said, "Go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee, for he know not that she was his daughter-in-law." And she said, "What wilt give me, that thou mayest come in unto me?" And he said, "I will send thee a kid from the flock." And she said, "Will thou give me a pledge till thou send it?" And he said, "What pledge shall I give thee?" And she said, "Thy signet and thy bracelet and thy staff that is in thy hand." And he gave it her and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away and laid by her veil from her and put on the garment of her widowhood. And Judah set the kid by the hand of his friend and Abelmite to receive his pledge from the woman. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, "Where is the harlot that was opened by the wayside?" And they said, "There was no harlot in this place." And he returned to Judah and said, "I cannot find her." And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. I read to Genesis 38 from the 12th verse down through the 22nd verse. May the Lord bless the reader and the hearer and the doer of his word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. So far we have Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Danny Verner.
Yes.
Mom and Brian. Are you there, Brian?
Yep.
Okay. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get to Miss Allen. Do we have Miss Allen?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and get the program started. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Angela is at her book club meeting, and may God bless her meeting. I will be your host tonight, Loretta. And tonight is an open session, so I hope you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise. Father God, we thank you for every day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for your words. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask that your presence be known throughout these airways. We ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your words. Allow us to hear your still voice. Father God, we ask that you help us to be doers of your words. God bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. We love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen, amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, could you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"So man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started right into our meeting. And I have Daddy Verner. Have any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Here we go. I read the subject of Steve Bell as a gate to promotions. Warfare may appear to be an obstacle to you. However, God will use it to determine your next promotion. Daniel was promoted after signed in. Job received a double blessing after his suffering. Joseph reached the palace after his pit of prison. Don't run from your battle. Stay around for your crown. Award ceremony is the next scheduled event. Put on your spiritual armor. As you pray today, mentally visualize yourself putting on the whole armor of God around you. Pull down the helmet of salvation to protect your mind. Wrap truth around your body. Take the breastplate of righteousness. Put the gospel of peace on your feet. Wrap the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith. Now, seize today. And the word is, blessed is the man that endure temptation. For when he is tired, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. James 1:12. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Next I have Miss Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to pass the group tonight.
Okay. All right. We're glad you're here. Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from 2 Peter chapter 1. Every guidance for growing Christians. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to you who shared the same precious faith that we have. This faith was given to you because of the justice and the fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. May God give you more and more and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world corruption called by human desire. In view of all of this, make every effort to respond to God's promise. Supplement your faith with a gorgeous provision and a moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patience and endurance, and patience endured with godliness. And godliness with brother affection, and brother affection with love for everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Mom, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Ephesians 2:10, a message. Say, created to God's work. We are God's workmanship, and that is a major affirmation. The word workmanship has a translated here that is different from the dictionary. The word means that we are God's finished product, created by God for a special purpose. Therefore, we are extremely important to God. People can never earn merit or win salvation. It is a free offer that comes from God through Jesus Christ. Once we have a self-God plan or salvation, then God transforms us into new beings. We become God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is one of the attributes that are unique for God. Man follows the formula that a person gets what he deserves, but God grants us unmerited and understanding faith, undeserving favor. Grace and mercy are kissing cousins. Mercy is the gift, is not receiving punishment according to the offense. Grace is the receipt of a wrapping package. The benefit of God's grace and mercy are often held in abundance by the heart that refuse to repent. The shower of grace, this that Christ died for our sin. No, yeah, shower. God opened up the heavens and showered down his grace and mercy. Salvation has been wrapped up as a gift, but it is not ours to open until we confess God, confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Just as Paul, we trust be consumed by the gospel of grace. He was willing to die for it, but he was also willing to live for it. It wasn't by the law of God or the righteousness of God, but it was by the grace of God. And the prayer said, Eternal God, I come to you just as I am, asking for the forgiveness of my sins. But through grace and mercy, may I fulfill every plan that you have for my life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I will go next, and I will come out of Romans 5, 1 through 5. So now since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and help us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then when that happens, we are able to hold our head high no matter what happens, and know that all is well. For we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with his love. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll read Psalm 133.
Amen.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for a brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like a precious ornament which upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to his skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Hello. You've reached Michael and Denise. We're not available at the moment, but would like to return your call. So please leave a message.
Right away from drop.
Sorry about that, guys. Miss Williams? She tried to call in and her call dropped, so I tried to call her back in and it went straight to the voicemail.
And that was them calling back just then. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to move on. If she call in, we'll save some room for her to speak. Brian, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read Romans 12.
Amen.
Let me read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Brian. Okay, and that takes us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we ask that you continue to heal our family, friends, and loved ones. We ask for your healing hands to touch Jessica Smith, Maxine Johnson, Vicki Hutzman, Michelle Besser, Quentin, Jermaine, Mary Ann, Bruce, Hubert, Daniel Lowe, Uncle Dave, Malachi, DeMarcus, Dominique, Tony, Uncle Champ, Dot, Wally, Miss Wanda, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Norris and family, Miss Waters and family, the Adams family, Ruth Edwards, Eddie Tipman, Michael and Denise Moody, Valerie Crockett, Lenny and family, Angela Patton, Angela Burns, Mary Lowe, Uncle Oliver, Janet Williams, Jordan and Rico family, Jerry, Terry, Rodney Clark, Erlene Parker, Ms. Allen, LaTanya, Charles and Val, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of the prayer. Father God, we call on Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. Help them to be strong in the areas that they are weak in. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, for he is the reason that we can continue to pray for healing. We declare and decree that they are healed by his stripes. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood as well as in his name. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son to us. We thank you for the works that you have done, for the works that you are doing, and for the works that you will do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place, mighty Spirit, mighty Spirit. Take over this place, take over this place. Healing Spirit, healing Spirit. Take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that brings us right into our birthdays. And our birthdays celebration is for the week of October 20th through the 26th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Nicholas William, the 22nd.
I'm sorry?
Nicholas William, 22nd.
Nicholas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 22nd. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Anyone else we need to recognize for October?
You can't
20th?
Hear me? Auntie Dot.
Dot. When is hers?
21st, tomorrow.
21st, okay. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, would you sing happy birthday for us, please?
Could you get somebody else? I got a cold.
Yes, I can. Brian, would you do us the honor?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Many, many more. Amen.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Okay, all right. We're going down our list of praise, testimony, songs, or poems. So if you have anything else to share, now it's the time to do it. And I will start out with Mom. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to accept this saying, come to Jesus.
Amen.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you. Just now, just now. He will save you. He will save you. Just now. He is able. He is able. He is able. Just now, just now. He is able, he is able, just now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Let's see. Daddy Bryant?
Yes.
Anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, well, I saw my wife sing a song from me. I could plan on saying that she didn't know I was. But I had a meeting with her doing, and that's what she come up with.
Amen.
So, amen. Meantime, so I'm going to have to read a little bit now.
Okay, so we'll get to next week.
Yeah, for real though, that's what I had in mind. But she only got the book and everything. But I will tell her what I had planned on doing. And here she come
okay.
up singing.
Okay, I'm writing you down for next week for singing. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Some people learn to sing, others do not. Some Christians learn how to pray. Others do not. Praying in the Holy Ghost, it works. Use your prayer language today. Release the Holy Spirit to talk to the Father for you. It will turn the tide of battle. And the word is, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1:20. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Carrie, anything else you have to share with the group tonight? We have to pray this cold away.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Daddy, thank you for that. I'm moving right on to Auntie Betty. Anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm all past tonight.
Okay. Let's see. Brian, that brings me to you. Anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're just going to keep it moving. And I come to the Serenity Prayer. And I'll lead us out in that if everyone ready.
Yeah.
God grant me.
God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Okay, I'll close in prayer. Anything anyone else have to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay, let's see here. Daddy, could you lead us out in a closing prayer? Everyone bow their head, please. I'm sorry, Matthew 6:9. I am so sorry. Matthew 6:9.
Okay, we cannot pray if our faith had no room for others in their need. We cannot pray, Father, if we do not demonstrate the relationship to God in our daily living. We cannot pray who are in heaven if all our interest and pursuit are in earthly things. We cannot pray, hallowed be thy name, if we are not striving for God's help to be holy. We cannot pray, thy kingdom come, if we are unwilling to accept God's rule in our life. We cannot pray on earth as it is in heaven, unless we are truly ready to give ourselves to God. Service here and now. We cannot pray, give us this day our daily bread without expending honest effort for it. Or if we will withhold from our neighbor the bread we receive. We cannot pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. To harbor against anyone. We cannot pray, lead us not into temptation. If we deliberately choose to remain in the situation where we are likely to be tempted, we cannot pray deliver us from evil if we prepare to fight with our life and our prayer. We cannot pray, thine is the king, if we are unwilling to obey the king. We cannot pray, thine is the power and the glory, if we are seeking power for ourselves and our own glory voice. We cannot pray forever and ever if we are too anxious about each day affairs. We cannot pray amen unless we honestly say, not my will, but thy will be done. So let it be. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. God is love, and we should do our best to be more like God. The world would be a better place. We cannot just hope for this. It needs to start now and with us. So we can say God loves, so when we say God loves you, and so do I, we really mean it with all our heart. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. He's right there, just waiting on you to call on him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone, amen. Have a victorious week, because God says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Amen.
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 I suggest that we all read that regularly just to remind us where our help comes from. We love you. Good night. And God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night. God bless. Yeah.
There's an army.
Conclude our program for tonight. There is power in His name. Try Him for yourself. Call on His name, Jesus. Good night.